Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a group of Republican senators on a trip to Finland, meeting with its president as the country's plan to join NATO gains momentum. The Kentucky Republican welcoming the idea of Russia listed among countries backing terrorism.
The president has it within his authority to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Anyone who's been able to observe the events of the last couple of months would have to conclude the Russians certainly deserve to be included on that list.
Russia has repeatedly warned Finland and Sweden against joining NATO and threatened to realign its military closer to the Nordic region should those countries become part of the Western Alliance. AAA reporting the national average price for regular gas is up to $4.48 a gallon, up 2 cents from Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Senate is expected to approve of a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine when the measure comes up for a vote Wednesday. The bill passed the House late last week and is expected to be signed by the president almost immediately after passing in the Senate. As far as how long this $40 billion will last, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells MSNBC,
"We believe that the funds in this supplemental, not just from a military perspective, but humanitarian assistance, economic assistance, that'll get us probably largely through the rest of this year. A lot of it will depend really on the Ukrainians and their consumption rate. I mean, this supplemental will give us now about $8 billion more of drawdown authority to take stuff from our stocks and give it to the Ukrainians, which we're doing every single day."
The NBA Conference Finals are set. Out of the East, the Boston Celtics will face the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Golden State Warriors will take on the Dallas Mavericks in the Western Conference Finals. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
JetBlue is launching a new effort to take over Spirit Airlines. This time around, it's a hostile takeover attempt. The Wall Street Journal reporting JetBlue will offer $30 cash per share on Spirit stock. That stock was priced at nearly $17 after Friday's close. Rival discount carrier Frontier Airlines has its own buyout bid for Spirit outstanding, with a vote on that offer slated for next month. Illegal border crossings have been on the rise over the last year, and some are anticipating an even higher increase after pandemic-era order Title 42 expires. Former First Lady Melania Trump tells Fox News that she is saddened by some of the changes on the border.
What's going on, it's unthinkable. A lot of people are dying from drugs, and it's very sad to see.
A California home where a big part of social media history was created is up for sale. The asking price, $5.3 million. The home in Los Altos is where Facebook creator Mark Zuckerberg and co-founders Dustin Moskovitz and Sean Parker lived when they developed the popular social media platform. built in 1998. The property boasts 6 bedrooms and 4.5 bathrooms. Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, we're going to be talking about a few bad men. It is the true story of U.S. Marines ambushed in Afghanistan and betrayed in America, as told by Major Fred Galvin, USMC, retired Semper Fi Major. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you for having me, Bill. It's great to be here.
Well, from one Marine to another, whenever we talk about the Marines, you know, needless to say, there is a code of loyalty and connection that we share. So I'm very proud of the Marine Corps and proud of all Marines who have served, you know, for the liberties that our country enjoy today. And I thank you, sir, for your service.
Well, thank you very much, too, sir. First of all, especially those who are Marines and other veterans, this book is a nonfiction, much like A Few Good Men, but it is not a book that is to has anything whatsoever besmirching, you know, our national defense, especially the United States Marine Corps, and those who have, who are, and continuing to serve in the future. This book is just like the title states. It's about a few bad men. So there's a lot of men and women serving, and we have served. We serve alongside some of the most amazing Americans. But as the largest employer in the United States, until just recently, if you amassed all of the Amazon and Walmart employees together combined, the Department of Defense, with all its active reserve, contract civilians, until just recently, dwarfed those two combined. So this affects more Americans as well as American families than any other employer by far, with exception, you know, Amazon cannot put you on bread and water. We know in the military they can. Walmart cannot put you in prison. They can file a case against you, and that's where you may go. But it's likely not able to lead to a death sentence, which the military still has on the books. So this case was a very large, high-profile case involving our first deployment as Marine Special Operations Task Force into combat, very first one that the Marines deployed. I was the commanding officer. We went into eastern Afghanistan, right there on the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan, and we were ambushed by a car bomb and multiple waves on both the right and left side of our formation, our little patrol as we came into this village. We were shot at by jihadists in a vehicle, and then on the other side of the road by different formations maneuvering on foot, shooting weapons at us. And then they, right in front of us, they dragged a vehicle across the road, blocking us in, and a massive mob swarmed at us while we were getting sniper fire. And we returned fire, and everybody there was military men. We did what we were trained to do in the Marine Corps, a counterattack. We won. 20 minutes later, Bill, we're back on base. This is already in the BBC, out there in the press. This is how sophisticated the enemy was. And this is the very early stages of what they call information operations. But it had already been reported on the BBC that we had killed women and children and innocent civilians, elderly, And that's what led us to the longest courtroom trial in Marine Corps history, which we were eventually exonerated. And that's the basis of this book. So if your listeners loved combat action akin to American Sniper, this has what our Marines that I served with in the Force Reconnaissance Community, the combat action we did, seizing ships in the Arabian Gulf, going into combat in Iraq, and it also has the combat action in Afghanistan, as well as, if your listeners loved the movie and the book, A Few Good Men, this has, I mean, as I mentioned, this was the longest courtroom trial, but it's also, you know, if they love that Jack Nicholson and the drama there, there was some information warfare that was going on. As we know, we can do psychological operations against our enemy. We're not allowed to do that against the American people. And when you censor the defense to the media, I mean, this was a gun battle, you know, this is not the locations of submarines at sea or Jason Bourne's knock list. This is a gunfight on the side of a road between the Taliban and United States Marine special operators that resulted in a courtroom. So when the, you know, the prosecution said we're going to close session continuously during the defense hearing, they essentially censored to the press. They only got one side of the story. And ultimately, we were exonerated with the verdict of we acted appropriately. And as you know, Bill, those are not legal terms in military justice, such as innocent, guilty, or dismissed. So the press just continued to railroad us with drive-bys for over 8 years and until I retired. Really, it was very professionally destructive for all seven of us who were falsely accused.
Yeah, it's one thing when the enemy does it, but when, you know, the media in your own country is doing this to you. But this is, unfortunately, this is what the media has become, and why the moniker of them, you know, being purveyors of fake news, in a sense, has been well earned. And that's not to say that the media should not be able to present a contrarian view, but let's be objective about it. What are we trying to do here? I mean, you know, did they see this as another My Lai incident from Vietnam?
And it's kind of ironic, I don't focus on the media. The media was doing what they were handed. What in this book describes is when General Peter Pace, who was at that time of this incident in 2007, he was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine four-star general, the senior military officer in uniform, but he stated in a press brief that this was a nick on our pride. He said he had spoken with the commandant of the Marine Corps at that time, Marine four-star general, General James Conway, who he said General Conway had said he was very disappointed in these Marines. So when you make those types of comments, as did also the commandant, senior enlisted leader, which was a sergeant major of the Marine Corps, made disparaging comments during a criminal investigation, the whole chain of command, as did our commanding general, you know, to the House Armed Services Committee, which led Congressman Adam Smith from Washington State to say that at minimum this was excessive force. When military officers are talking to the press, talking to Congress during an ongoing criminal investigation, this is, again, the largest number of alleged innocent Afghans killed, civilians killed by direct fire weapons in the history. So this was very much like My Lai. But when you have military officers, you didn't have military officers after My Lai in Vietnam coming out to the press and repeatedly saying disparaging comments. You know, how are you going to get a fair trial? Because
Without a doubt. I mean, what happened to due process? I mean, these are generals making this kind of statement. Major, this must have, you know, what did this do for you? I mean, for your sense of you know, patriotism, you know, Semper Fi, being a Marine and being a leader. And here it is. I mean, it's not just you, but it's your men that are all being indicted by upper management, so to speak.
Exactly it. And there were seven of us who were falsely accused. That's what they initially focused on. And then it went down into the courtroom only two, myself and one other officer, we were the co-defendants in this trial. But when you have that level of shelling, basically getting bombarded with artillery by the big guns.
Unbelievable.
The jury.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Major, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Major Fred Galvin after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So you really want to command top dollar for your services? You know, it all starts with showing up to work on time. This is Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. According to a U.S. labor study, if you regularly showed up for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Imagine. Now, what do you have to do to be in the top 1% and really excel? If you show up for work every day on time, have an idea of what you're going to do, set out to do it, and you actually do it, you're in the top 1%. Sounds pretty easy, right? All you got to do is deliver on your promise as an employee. Today in a marketplace starving for qualified candidates, your 1% mindset and production will deliver the highest income and career growth for you and your family. My parents taught me the value of hard work. Seize the day. God did not create us for mediocrity. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We are listening to Major Fred Galvin, who is retired USMC, author of A Few Bad Men, the true story of the U.S. Marines ambushed in Afghanistan and betrayed in America. And this is a story that you must hear. Major, continue on. Here it is. You're getting incoming of all people, you've got incoming coming at you and your men and another fellow officer from generals. That, I mean, had they not been in combat, had they not understood what happened, did they not even care to listen to your story before they jumped on this narrative, this faux narrative?
So yes and no. So yes, they've been in combat, but there's a big difference between the general officers at that time period, coming on the Marine Corps, who had been in combat, big difference between being in a combat or a war zone and then seeing the face of the enemy. So my prior experience to that was multiple combat deployments at sea in the Arabian Gulf, taking down ships. We took down 39 ships. We did hundreds of raids in southern and western Iraq and deep reconnaissance missions where you're seeing the face of the enemy. You're seeing someone who's holding a weapon, firing directly at you at close range while you're doing these raids in homes. That's a lot different experience than someone who primarily has been in a combat zone. They're far removed from the points of friction. But as far as what these general officers were stating, this was not just an inter-service rivalry. This situation, as we say, history repeats itself, so we need to learn from it. But in World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt had this fanciful, you know, concept based upon what Winston Churchill did with the British Royal Marines. He created a commando unit during World War II to wreak havoc in the German lines. FDR wanted the same, so he said, we're going to stand up this Marine Raiders. Very short-lived. It was forced on the Marine Corps in 1942, and while they were fighting in the Pacific, I know you know this, they were disbanded 2 years later in the South Pacific and assimilated throughout the rest of the Marine infantry when they went on to fight in places like Okinawa. So the Marines ended that with General Vandegrift stroking one pen and saying it's not in the best interest of the Marine Corps to have elite with an elite. This happened once again. The Marine Corps in 2001 resisted. Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld said, I want to create increased capacity of special operations with all services. So the SEALs increased two additional teams. So did the Green Berets. The Marine Corps said, we'll send some liaisons. Rumsfeld got a little tired of that. So they said, we will do a proof of concept. We did 2 years. We sent this organization called DET-1 to Iraq, worked with the SEALs. That two-year proof of concept dragged into three. Bush Jr. got reelected. Rumsfeld stayed on as a SecDef. This led to Rumsfeld saying, thou shall create a Marine Special Operations Command, Marine Corps. You're going to get with it. So the Marine Corps resisted, didn't want this, wanted it to be short-lived, put it with the rest of the Marine Corps on these ships. And Rumsfeld said, no, you're going to put this in combat. So we did have, you know, crosshairs on our heads. We were marked men. The Marine Corps didn't want this in World War II. They didn't want it after 9/11. It's kind of like bringing your girlfriend home to meet your wife. You know, here's this new high-speed, very attractive thing that basically makes every other Marine look, you know, less than appealing. So just like the story of Joseph, let's kill this, you know, thing that's ruining my ego and let's dissolve this. So the very first thing they could do that, it's understandable that the Taliban would want to destroy us. It is inconceivable, and it's immoral to have your senior leaders who knew what was right. They had all our sworn testimony, Bill. They had my polygraph. The convening authority, General Mattis, had my polygraph, explained that I was on the patrol, on the mission, and we were ambushed at 9 o'clock in the morning. There's no fog of war. They knew what right was, and then they sent 45 criminal investigators, four prosecuting attorneys, basically 7-1 odds to destroy the seven of us with 49 individuals, and it focused on two of us, and then finally one. And that's what the story of this book, A Few Bad Men, really is. This cannot be allowed to continue to have this type of abuse of authority. I mean, we're talking, this is a death sentence. They falsely accuse us of killing 19 and wounding 50 alleged Afghan civilians. It was proven, and the declassified, there's no reason that any of this should have been classified, but what came out in the wash, and when you read I fought for 11 years to have this Freedom of Information Act, you know, it was approved. We had to get lawyers and go to court, and this is, for the first time, readers can read about something that this should never, ever happen, but it's a great story. Wow. Hope the readers enjoy it.
Well, what is the status of Marine commandos now? Have they all been disassembled at this point?
No. Actually, the Marine Raiders, 2014, they were allowed to actually call them Raiders. to explain a little bit further what we just talked about, you know, the Marine Corps didn't really want to set down any roots at all, so they called it the typical acronym, the MARSOC. I was part of this Marine Special Operations Battalion, better known as the MSOB, no pun intended. But these guys, despite the McDonald menu-sounding names with McSob, McSausage, and all this other silliness, they have gone on to, not just in our case, acquit ourselves, but have performed unbelievably around the world, and now the Special Operations Command realizes these Marines, you know, have done some amazing things, and thank God that, you know, those in the Marine Corps, the bean counters, don't want to have to pay for all these Marines and their equipment and not be able to employ them.
Exactly.
That was the Marine Corps' big objection from the beginning, but these guys have done, and gals, have done some amazing work around the world, and they're here to stay, so...
Well, I've got to imagine, Major, that they've had a positive effect on the rest of the Corps. I mean, this raises all boats, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. And just like the Navy SEALs, there's good and there's bad. If somebody tries out and fails the SEALs' initial school called BUDS, then the Navy gets somebody that may not have otherwise joined the Navy. So it is a recruiting, big recruiting draw. And right now, we are seeing issues, especially... You know, when we were in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan, there were literally lines, there's waiting lists of people who wanted to sign up and join the Marines. The Marine Corps had to turn people down. We're not having that same situation now. But as people realize, hey, I can join the Marine Corps, they have special operations. So I don't have to, if I'm a, you know, high performer, I don't have to go in the Army or the Navy and, you know, our advertisement in the Marine Corps, we had an elite unit, which I had served in, and we still have Marine Corps reconnaissance and force reconnaissance, but it really has not been very well marketed. Those guys served there for years and years, platoon commander for over 6.5 years in force recon, and we focus on the work. We don't focus on movies, and strangely, I'm one of the first guys come out with a book that describes so much of what these guys have done in training and combat. And unfortunately, in the courtroom and then our lives afterwards, these guys have really redeemed themselves with some amazing success stories of the afterlife after after the military.
Well, amazing. You mentioned a movie. What's the likelihood?
Well, if your readers go in there, they can go on Amazon.com and look at the blurbs, read a couple blurbs from Rob Lorenz, who's produced a lot of movies for Warner Brothers, such as American Sniper, Flags Were Fathers, Letters of Iwo Jima, David Young, and several others. I'll just leave that to, I'm not able to discuss that any further, but that's...
This is headed for the big screen, Major. I'm telling you, this is such a great story. Just, you know, from one Marine to another, in my humble opinion, and I've been around this business for a long time, this is a story that needs to be told. The book that you've written, awesome. Thank you so much. This is a great story that really puts things in perspective, especially where today's military is. I think the military is subject to compromise. It has been CRT compromised. I still maintain, based on the information that I'm getting, and I know Secretary Austin would say differently. Unfortunately, we can't afford the military to become political, but everything in America today has become political, and we need to have the lines of separation reestablished, in my humble opinion. Major Fred Galvin has been our guest, United States Marine Corps, retired. An awesome story that you must read. This book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. It is A Few Bad Men, the true story of U.S. Marines ambushed in Afghanistan and betrayed in America. Major, thank you. Semper Fi.
Thank you, Semper Fi, Bill.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Spring is officially here, and Amazon Layaway is helping you get warm weather ready. With Amazon Layaway, you can reserve items by paying 20% of the price, followed by 4 equal payments over 8 weeks. Visit Amazon.com/layaway to shop everything from vacuums, kitchen appliances, and closet organizers to lawn equipment, grill accessories, and patio furniture. Amazon Layaway offers thousands of must-have home essentials from favorite brands like Black & Decker, Weber, and Craftsman. It's payment flexibility without credit checks, interest, or cancellation fees. Simply reserve your items by choosing the Reserve with Layaway label near the product name to place your layaway order and begin payments. Once payments are complete, items will ship with the speed and convenience of Amazon that you know and love. Amazon Layaway may not be available to all customers. Terms and conditions apply. Visit amazon.com/layaway to learn more.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is leading a group of Republican senators on a trip to Finland, meeting with its president as the country's plan to join NATO gains momentum. The Kentucky Republican welcoming the idea of Russia listed among countries backing terrorism.
The president has it within his authority to designate Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. Anyone who's been able to observe the events of the last couple of months would have to conclude the Russians certainly deserve to be included on that list.
Russia has repeatedly warned Finland and Sweden against joining NATO and threatened to realign its military closer to the Nordic region should those countries become part of the Western Alliance. AAA reporting the national average price for regular gas is up to $4.48 a gallon, up 2 cents from Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez, and we've got the one and only Dr. Bonner Cohen joins us now. Bonner, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing very well, Bill, and I hope you and our listeners are too.
Yep, absolutely. Well, we're looking forward to talking about all that's happening here. You and I, you know, whether it's been energy, the environment, even down to property rights, it seems that we've got a movement even within our government, which we've seen gradually increase with momentum, and especially with, you know, Joe Biden now as president of the United States, fully embracing the World Economic Forum that you will own no property and you will like it. And their goal to make this happen will be in the year 2030. That's not too far from now, is it?
No, it's not. The Biden administration has embraced something called 30 by 30, which means that by the year 2030, 30% of the land and waters in the United States will be quote-unquote protected. But what does the federal government mean when it uses the word protected? That means the federal government will determine what you can and what you cannot do on that land. And what they're talking about here is not just the public land, a disproportionate amount of which is located in the West, but this also extends to private land.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal of the whole exercise is to have the federal government determine land use policies throughout the country. Typically, these things are handled at the local level.
Mm-hmm.
You get a permit from the county to do X, or you get a permit from the city to do whatever it is you want to do. Under this scheme, that will all go away, and bureaucrats in Washington who have never seen your property, never set foot on your property, will will determine what you can do on your property. It's an instrument of control, completely compatible with everything else they are trying to do, sadly, with no small amount of success. And this is something that I think poses a real threat to everyone listening to our broadcast today, because they're absolutely determined to go ahead with it, and they'll do so without a great deal of fanfare because they don't want to draw a lot of attention to this.
Right. Well, and it's drawn attention from time to time, and people have died. They've been injured, because of the outstretched arm of the federal government. Now, people in the West, Bonner, as you and I have discussed previously, they're kind of used to this because they have, they've kind of, manhandled, property land usage in the West much more aggressively, that which is west of the Mississippi as opposed to what's east, right?
Yeah, that's right, because the federal government owns so much land west of the Mississippi, particularly in the so-called Intermountain West. Mm-hmm. There are states like Nevada. Over 80% of the land is owned by the federal government. The same in Idaho, in Utah, it's over 60%. The federal government is not a neighbor you want to live next to, because in addition to what they quote-unquote own outright, they control things which are around them. Mm-hmm. And now, in a slightly alterated form, this model is going to go to the rest of the country under the 30 by 30 scheme that the Biden administration has cooked up. Mm-hmm. And it's just another way to keep the rubes in line, which is what these people, elites, all of them, want to do, and to use the power of the federal government, irrespective of what's in the Constitution or elsewhere, to tell you how to live your life.
Yeah, and irrespective of any kind of proof that in their wisdom and benevolence, we're better off with them than without them.
Oh, yes. remember, they are there to protect us, just as they are there to protect the environment. Well, we saw how they protected us during the pandemic, and I'm afraid they're going to at least attempt to impose the very same mentality, the very same policy model on the rest of the country with respect to what we do with our own property.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you're the natural resources, energy, environment expert. What is the state of the union in terms of the government, serving the people in this manner? I mean, is there any highlight that you can come in and say, Bill, I don't blame you for being cynical. You know, this is really quite threatening, but you need to be aware this is what the government has done in the past that is so positive that without the government, this would not have happened. Is there such a story?
Well, if you look at the recent quote-unquote achievements of the federal government with respect to how we use our national resources, I'm afraid that the balance doesn't turn that positive. It's very good for the Washington-based bureaucrats. It's very good for their allies in the environmental movement, but it's absolutely terrible for ordinary Americans. Look at the cost of energy.
Exactly.
Without which nothing in this country works. You need to heat your home in winter, cool it in summer. You have to have transportation fuel to get from point A to point B. Our whole industrial society does not work without affordable, easily accessible fuel. What has the federal government done, particularly since Biden has become president? We have seen the cost for gasoline, diesel, electricity, everything related to energy go through the roof. And this is not the result of the unintended consequences of certain things. This is exactly what they wanted. The purpose of the exercise is to drive up, for instance, in the transportation sector, the cost of gasoline and diesel so as to force people to move into the world of electric vehicles. Right now, EVs can't compete with conventional automobiles and trucks. But if you you make automobiles and trucks expensive, which you
exactly.
do by forcing up the price of oil and gas, by limiting production and distribution in the United States, bingo, you can also make EVs more competitive in the marketplace, or at least you think you can, until you realize that you grotesquely miscalculated, because all the metals and minerals that go into batteries and electric vehicles are subject to the same inflation that is now hitting other sectors of the economy, meaning that the EVs that we were confidently told a year or 2 years ago would soon be price competitive with automobiles are not.
Exactly.
Their costs are going through the roof, too. So we're getting the worst of both possible worlds. Mm-hmm. The federal government is driving up, federal government here, meaning the Biden administration,
exactly.
driving up the cost of conventional automobiles and conventional fuels, while at the same time, the cost of electric vehicles, which bring with them a whole host of problems that haven't been adequately considered, are also going up, too. How mm-hmm. are you going to distribute electricity from renewable energy, wind primarily produced in the Midwest country, and solar, most of which comes, or disproportionate amount of which comes from the Southwest, to the population centers in the country where you're going to have electric vehicles that need to be recharged? Well, in the recently passed budget, the Biden administration put aside $7.5 billion for the construction of 500,000 EV charging stations around.
Yeah, those numbers just keep increasing in terms of.
Do.
Yeah.
And to do that, you would have to transport this energy over high voltage transmission lines to each and every one of these charging stations. How many people want to have these things in their neighborhoods coming across their property?
Yeah.
Like
how much more vulnerable would you be to a pulse attack, an EMS pulse attack, when you've got that kind of wiring?
Right.
I'm just thinking. Anyway, we've got more from Dr. Bonner Cohen. Stay right where you are. It's 18 before the top of the hour.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, they're doing everything they can to make us cynical. You know that? With all this stuff that's going on, it just doesn't make sense whatsoever. But, you know, for those of us who hold on to God's promises, we know that sooner or later, the truth will be found out. It'll be discovered. It's right even now before our eyes. But not everybody is willing to accept it because of how we're so ideologically fixed. As Jordan Peterson says, you become such and you render yourself stupid. And this is how crazy this has become. You know, as Dr. Bonner Cohen has been saying, is that we're denying the obvious. And every time the government gets involved with something, as you know, he and I were just talking off air, said that anytime the government gets involved, it never costs less. It always costs more. They tell you, oh, it's going to cost less. Like what they're, you know, this big exchange that's going on. We're going to, you know, trade off from fossil fuels to electricity, and it's going to cost us less. Maybe in the short term, maybe it will, maybe it won't, because you always get these, well, I guess there wasn't those shovel-ready jobs there after all, ha, ha, ha. Or, you know, some other government excuse that comes down the pike that allows them to stay out of jail, so to speak. And my question to Bonner was, you know, as best you can tell, what is the big exchange here? Because we're going to give up fossil fuels. We're going to give up gasoline for electricity. And right now, what is the cost in order to juice up your car? You know, before we even deal with the stations, I mean, you got to know, if the government's going to put up a 500,000 charging stations across the country, you better bring a credit card with you. It's not like all of a sudden you just tap your cord into the, you know, the government's little, you know, electrical stand there and, you know, juice up and go on your merry way and it's not going to cost you anything. Oh, my gosh, get ready. Because we're all being conditioned right now with $150, $200 to fill up your gas tank, and the government will be happy to fill up your electrical mobile for, you know, $75, $80 every time, and you're going to like it because you're going to think you're getting such a break. Right, Bonner?
Right. But you're not getting a break at all. In fact, you're being taken for a ride. Mm-hmm. You're being taken a ride by the federal government, and you're being taken for a ride by those who hope, probably in some cases quite realistically, that they will profit big time from this energy transition that is being rammed down our throat. This isn't a transition that's taking place like the one 120 years ago when we went from the horse and buggy to the internal combustion engine. That was something that happened organically. Some very smart people were thinking outside the box, and lo and behold, society in its transportation was transformed. This is being guided by government, and it is not going to have a happy ending. In fact, we're already seeing where this particular trip is taking us.
Exactly.
In the form of skyrocketing prices for gasoline and diesel, and skyrocketing prices for electricity, and that isn't about to go away. It really has nothing or very little to do with the war in Ukraine, because these trends were well underway before then. And it's important for people to understand, ultimately, this is what they wanted. They wanted to force the transition on us, knowing that the rubes out in the burbs would be the ones who would wind up paying more. They don't care anything about them. They care solely about themselves and their well-heeled friends in Silicon Valley, Hollywood, Wall Street, and elsewhere. And they were going to exercise a lot of power, and they were going to put a lot of money in their pockets. And the average citizen is going to be left holding the bag, and this is going to be a very big bag.
Right, exactly. Well, the average citizen is going to be beholden to the government.
Which is exactly what they want, of course.
Exactly.
The more people you make dependent, and then after they've created a mess, then they'll come up with a solution to clean up the mess that they themselves created, which will simply give them more power, which is ultimately what they're after anyway.
All this done in the name of green, of the whole Green New Deal, the environment and all this, which still is out there in the theoretical. Nothing has been proven that the environment is being destroyed. I mean, all these forecasts from Al Gore and others, the Imperial College in Europe, that all this, that half the world was going to be underwater and multiple millions of people were going to be dead by now, has not happened, not been the case, along with Barack Obama's shovel-ready jobs. I mean, if anything's shovel-ready, it's the manure that's being dumped on people's heads, and people are just, going along to get along until they're cooked, and they find themselves beholden and begging the government for, some cake and some crumbs, I guess.
That's right. And we're being force-fed all of this, including force-fed the manure, which you correctly just pointed to, by the very people who dreamed up this scheme to begin with. And we're in for some very rough sledding. Be prepared, for instance, this summer and summers to come for rolling blackouts and brownouts. Our nationwide electric grid, which actually is a whole bunch of grids, but it's decrepit, and it is now being subjected to influxes of intermittent renewable energy. And grid operators around the country are already warning about this. It's not going to have a happy ending. It's going to be causing all sorts of problems. So you're seeing the kind of Californianization of the whole country. The rolling blackouts and brownouts have become quite regular in California, thanks to the stupid policies adopted by the government in Sacramento, and that is now going nationwide. So be prepared for less reliable electricity, higher electricity, and gasoline prices, all brought to you by the people who will tell you with a straight face that these are the sacrifices that have to be made to save the planet from catastrophic global warming, which is itself a gigantic hoax.
Well, these are the same people that brought us the breakdown in supply of baby formula.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
I mean, this is exactly the same model. So do you think this is all by accident? I mean, you got the same stinking thinking that can't deliver baby formula, that has the price, speaking of manure, going through the pickin' roof, We've got problems in food distribution. We're even still now, Bonner, paying farmers not to grow. I mean, how does that make sense right now? And oh yeah, by the way, let's not open any more opportunities to give us what the country needs and what you know, the future holds for this country in terms of our natural resources, to open up pipelines so that we can have affordable energy again and be energy independent, which we were just, what, 17, 18 months ago.
That's right. But you see, they don't want the new pipelines. The strategy is keep it in the ground, cut the production, destroy the infrastructure necessary to distribute oil and natural gas around the country. And once you have done that, then people will have no choice but to go along with wind turbines and solar panels for their electricity, along with a whole bunch of things that they promise us will be just around the corner and solve all of our energy needs. Well, that's complete nonsense. But this is the world that they want.
What are they going to do, Bonner, if the people, you know, revolt on this? I mean, you know, this is crazy. I mean, like right now, I mean, the reports are here. We got families driving for hours trying to find formula for their newborn babies and everything like that. But yet the government, Joe Biden, is sending all kinds of formula to the border, and making sure illegal immigrants get formula.
Entering the country illegally, get the formula. But Joe and Jane Sixpack, living in suburban Toledo, go to the local supermarket and there's no baby formula. The Food and Drug Administration was alerted by a whistleblower in Abbott Laboratories to the whole problem in October. They didn't do anything. They didn't even begin their own investigation until December. Didn't send anybody to the factory and the laboratory in Michigan until January. And yet Biden and the people around him will tell you to the straight face that they're doing everything in their power. It was yet another gigantic failure on the part of the FDA.
Well, and Joe Biden, I mean, he's always led from behind, Bonner. Throughout his entire career, even with Obama, that administration was so defined by the lack of leadership and leading from behind. They were always reactive. And this was what, you know, when Donald Trump came to the Beltway, was such a shock for them, because the guy was in front of stuff. He was proactive, not reactive. And look what it did in short order. It made America great again. It started putting us on a trajectory. But, you know, that wasn't good enough. And so the Democrats had to take over one way or another. And cheating, it was no holds barred in order for them to gain the power and control they have. And here it is. They've got a hold of it. And, you know, the American people have got to come. They've got to get out of their doldrums and take this on, Bonner, because otherwise, like you said, there is a lot of pain coming down the hill, ladies and gentlemen. And right now, you know, $150-$200 to fill up your gas tank, it's minor compared to what they're going to be presenting, because they want to make sure they get full control. And the only way they can do it is, in the Marxist viewpoint, is to destroy everything, right?
That's exactly right. And don't count on them to take responsibility for any of this.
No, not at all. Dr. Bonner Cohen, he is a senior policy analyst with CFACT, an internationally recognized expert on natural resources.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give